Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 33.
33.
33. We're backwards cat bros today.
Yeah, look at that.
And this is an exciting episode
I
because of
mean,
what's in store.
oh, like HEB store?
Sure.
Walmart?
Walmart, Home Depot,
Wow. HEB.
Wendy. McDonald,
Wendy.
SOA.
Honda, a John Deere, Snapper,
Babayon.
Papa. We're so racist, not.
Little bit. Little bit. Well, the comments were outraged about
Outrage.
us missing the Q-tip and the fact of the week. Right at the very end of
Wow.
the podcast. So we are not going to forget. And Jeff, I've got a fun
On a
little
Q-tip
ditty.
or Q-tip.
Little ditty. So if Jeff were an NFL player in this made-up world, you can be whatever height build you want, just like
Oh.
based on like your personality, what position would you play? What number would you be? And what would be like your signature move or signature skill, like your like thing, you know, like if like wide receivers, you have like your possession wide receiver or like your, you know, deep threat, right? Like you have each every player I feel like has their like X factor, if you will. And then what would be your touchdown celebration?
I mean, dude, that's a loaded question.
Loaded question.
That's loaded. Do
So
you have one in mind for yourself?
we're building a Jeff Madden player right now. A J. Scott
Dude,
Spangler Madden player.
it's funny because, I mean, we played flag football, and obviously there's limited positions available in that when you, what is it, 7-on-7?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was playing center. I was snapping you the ball. And like, that's what I knew. I didn't
Dude, your
really know
snaps
too
were
much from.
money too, by the way.
They weren't too shabby. I had to practice for a while. I only had a
No,
couple bad
you picked it
snaps,
up
some
quick.
low ones. You know, we had the monkey play. Monkey, monkey,
Worked
monkey.
every time, dude.
Worked every time. There was not a single time
Do
that it didn't work.
you
We
remember what
always
I
got the
told you?
pass.
I was like, Jeff, I want you to be my center, but don't you worry because I have a design play that will work every time and you will get plenty of touchdowns and extra points. Like,
Well, yeah, it was just picking up a first down or picking up something. Like, we didn't use it too often, but just
exactly.
enough of the monkey where they're just not thinking, and we just, bam, just
Like
block,
a fourth and
roll,
three.
catch.
Fourth and three.
Picked it
Catch and
up.
fall forward.
Got a few touchdowns from it. Got a
Yeah.
couple extra, like 2-point conversions instead of just a one. We had some money with that.
That is so good.
I don't know. I mean, that's all I remember doing. And growing up, you know, whatever, just play whatever position. But in my mind, being a Fred Warner, just ball hunting, just
Middle
ball hawk,
linebacker.
middle linebacker, just like making the big tackles, just like hunting it. Like your only job is to keep it contained or hit the dude or track him or you're scouting the court. Like that's your job. And looking to catch the ball, like that's what I'd want to do. I'd
Calling out
want
the
to be
defense.
built. Yeah, like Fred Warner. Fred Warner is
Yeah,
like the ideal dude. That guy just goes crazy,
he is one of
you
my
know,
favorite players to watch. He's so
or
fun.
a Cam Chancellor just laying dudes on their back. Just, oh, love that.
You
And then
like laying dudes on their
hitting.
back? That's what you just said.
I did that time. I didn't even notice, which is unfortunate. It's sad because I should have been on guard
Oh.
now. I could have been on gal, but I'm not,
Oh, so fun.
unfortunately.
Okay, so you'd play middle linebacker
Yeah,
in
my
this build
signature.
a player's world. What number would you be?
Yeah. Number seven, baby. Lucky number seven.
Oh.
It's always been my favorite number.
What?
Yeah, number seven, all growing up, my lucky number seven.
Wow, what foresight
Yeah.
we have.
It's pretty crazy, honestly.
And then what would be if you so say you scored a touchdown, what's your like
Like a
touchdown
pick
celly,
six.
like your go-to?
A pick six. If I'm getting in the end zone, I want to walk like a Marshawn Lynch, you know, where you walk in, it's like it's all business. Like, you've been there a thousand times. Yeah, you walk in and you just like, and you just, you're just looking at like, yeah, all right. Like, I'm like, cool. What? Well, this is just another day at the office.
This is what I'm literally paid to do.
Yeah, I literally bought, and then you just, or just put the ball down like rugby, just put it down and then walk out and then shake hands and, you know, boom. What do you want? You want some more? That's what I would do.
Well, if you did score a defensive touchdown, they would get more.
Because you'd be right back. I also would want to do the Crash Bandicoot dance, because I loved that dance growing up, where he does like the shimmy, and then he does like the arm, and then he looks back over his shoulder. I always want to do it. If you look up the Crash Bandicoot dance, it looks so fun, and people would know. I'm waiting for an NFL player to do, because they're pretty obscure with their dances. I'm waiting for one of them to do the Crash Bandicoot celebration dance when at the end of a level, he does this little shimmy shake, and then at the end he goes dur, 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 and then he turns his shoulder to the back.
Yeah, I do remember that. Just saw that on PlayStation Australia's YouTube channel.
Hey, shout out. PlayStation Aussie.
We'll see.
Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh.
That's fun.
And then what would be like your X factor? Like ball hawk? That would be your...
Yeah, I'm just looking for tip passes, ball hawk. Like, I'm, you know, that'd be more my thing.
Playmaker.
Less about hunting. Yeah, playmaking. Just disrupting, you know? I'm disruptive.
That's sick.
I just love dudes that play like that, because you're just like, you're just throwing Lofa off the QB. Tatupu from the Chiefs?
Lofa Tatupu from the Seahawks back in the day.
From the Seahawks, also him.
Middle linebacker, number 51.
Big boy.
He was good on their Super Bowl team. Their Super Bowl losing team.
Against the Cats, the one of the worst things I've ever had to witness.
No, that was against the Steelers.
Oh, that was the O's, was it
07.
08? 07?
07, 08 year, yeah.
Roof.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Well, that's our question. That's our question.
I never
would have
thought about that. Never would have thought.
Yeah.
Well, fun fact for you. I always love a good Tiger Woods fact. Love a good old Tiger Woods fact. And Tiger Woods hit a hole in one for the first time at what age? What age do you guess?
13.
Not even close. 8 years old.
Dang it. That was my second guess.
That's crazy. 8 years old.
I've never hit a hole in one, so.
Yeah, I mean, we all wish we could. We all wish we could just get that lucky once in our life. Hit a hole in
I
one.
Have,
just to say you did
I
it.
Have a few eagles, which are much
how many
easier.
Chip in, how many like chip ins from off the green?
I have no idea.
And ever, maybe?
Too many to count?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Without being cocky?
Without being cocky? More than 10?
Yeah.
How many from like 100 yards out? Like fairway?
Not many at all. Like three.
Out. That feels really, really tough. Remember when Devin did that one?
No.
Oh, wait, were you there for that? No, it was Matt. It was after you left. You were in Boise. And then we went and played with Devin and our buddy Matt that we played basketball
with.
Oh,
Devin Vassell.
Devin Vassell, who's injured. Rest in peace.
Oh.
He hit a chip in from like 150 yards.
Jeez.
And just,
that's not
it
a
was
chip in. That's a hole out. Pause.
I mean,
resume.
Okay. Okay. Unpause. We were all freaking out.
Fast
And then
forward.
I also fell into a ditch in that same round. It was really sad. In the water, and my whole pant leg got soaked.
Nice.
Yeah, it was muddy, and I was trying to look for a ball, and it just slipped right in. And
in the little ravine at Teton Lakes.
No, in the at the municipal course. You know, along.
Oh, I've
when
never
you're,
played
when you're going. You never played the Muni? Not once.
I had a pass to Teton Lakes. Why would I go to the Muni?
I mean, before that, before you had a pass.
I mean, I bought
I
two different passes to Teton Lakes, two different semesters for the month of June, both years.
I mean,
and
got
one
your
year
money's
I got
worth.
Like 22 rounds in, and
yeah, that's
the other
your
year
money's
I got
worth.
30. I was so stoked because there's 30
what was
days
it?
in June, and I got
What,
39 whole
250?
rounds.
Is it 250?
No,
How
it was
much
like
was it?
$127.
$127 for 22 rounds.
30.
For 30 rounds.
Yeah.
So
39 whole
you
rounds
were,
at Teton Lakes.
You were. That's actually crazy.
Yeah, because I got the student. I got the student discount.
Yeah,
and I bought it on like a sale or
that's
something
like
like
that's like
that.
That's like $8 to $10 per nine holes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I bought it
I'm
like
jealous.
A month and like the beginning of May. So I bought it
Well,
for
it's gonna
June.
be May.
I bought it for June. Yeah, it's gonna be May. Bought it for June, and it was discounted, and my student discount on top of that. So I got it for like $127 for as many rounds as I could fit in the month of June, which ended up being 30, which is pretty dang good for being in school full time and working.
Yeah.
Because I had a job then
Yeah.
too.
That's like for some people, that's like, you know, you add in a gym membership and then you add in whatever other clubs or groups they go into. That's like the same, and you're getting full golf out of it at a decent course.
Yeah, and I got my handicap down to a 4.7 at that point.
You, I mean,
just
you have
because
it
I
down
was
to a
playing
science.
so
You know
much.
exactly what clubs to use where.
My average round was like, well, actually, what was fun is that I was playing from different tees to change it up. So, like, depending on who I was with,
The
if I
women's
played with
tees.
someone, I'd play short tees. Or, like, I played once where we would, like, if you parred, then you would play from the middle tees. And if you bogeyed, then you'd play from the front tees. And if you birdied, you'd play from the backs. So that was fun too.
I miss playing that course.
Dude,
That was a
is
good
it?
old
It's
course.
like all 3 9 holes are fantastic.
Yeah, they're all really different.
Just like whatever you're in the
Which
mood
is
for. You want more technical?
yeah.
Great, go play the South Fork. You want like link style? Play the North Fork. If you want traditional
Yeah.
style, you should play the middle fork.
I just know the one that had lots of water, really diverse. The one that was basically all grassland. And then you get the one that was pretty tame, kind of more like the water one, but it was more like the middle kind of, the north one that played the middle.
The south one was the one that had the most water, and it was the shortest of the nine or of the three. And then the North Fork was the traditional style golf with your, you know, trees and your wood and your, you know, water and your
It was
ponds and all that stuff.
very basic, yeah.
And then the middle was like a little bit more link style, a little bit more rolling hills. So you could get off the fairway, be a little bit more forgiving, but you'd be in some like tall stuff and whatnot. It's
Yeah,
fun.
you could lose your ball pretty quickly.
Remember when I gave you and Devin each like 60 balls?
Lots.
You remember that though?
I do remember. Yeah, we had a
Yeah.
lot, and I slowly used them all up at all the golf things. I slowly lost them over time and
Well,
never.
should I bring on my flight and another shoebox full for you?
Please don't.
I have another
Please don't.
shoebox full.
It gives me an excuse to go play and lose money and lose time and
Well,
balls.
all right.
I'd rather go with a
All
disc
right.
and lose just like one disc.
Well, don't worry. I'm supplying those as well.
Yeah. Whoever supplied it denied it.
True.
True.
Okay, well, I've got a segment for you. You got a segment for me. And then I've got a draft for us. Per usual.
Yes, you do. Per usual.
So, do you want to go your segment first, or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Keep four, cut four.
Oh, keep
Breakfast
four.
items.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Save
If you want to write
four,
these
cut
down, you
four.
can. For those listening at home, please let us know which four of these you're keeping and which four you're cutting. You ready?
Yes.
Pancake. Bacon. Donut. Eggs. Waffle. Hash browns. French toast. And cereal.
Ooh. Let me take a look at this list. Let me take a look here. I mean, it's such a diverse list.
I mean, it's
What
kind of
I would need.
your traditional players in this gambit here.
Yeah.
Pancake. So again, repeating: pancake, bacon, donut, egg, waffle, hash brown, French toast, cereal. For me, there's three easy keeps, three easy cuts, and it just comes down to a final
I just
player.
made my three easy keeps and I'm
Yep.
down to my tough one. So I'm gonna let my last one be a game time decision.
Okay, well, walk us through your thought process here, sir.
Okay. My first keep. I feel like it is just hits the spot every time I want it. I don't eat it very often, but there's so many different types. And I mean, we did this. One of our very first drafts was for this food, and that is cereal.
Oh, that's your first key.
Cereal. Love cereal.
Nice.
Love all the different types. You got to have it. Got to have it sometimes.
Okay.
Especially in the morning. Get a couple bowls down. Get a little chocolatey milk with it.
Okay.
Like a chocolate cereal or cinnamon toast crunch.
Love. I believe we did this with your dad.
Yeah.
We drafted cereals with your dad.
We drafted, and someone, I think my siblings, one of my sisters listened to it and said, whoever picked Raisin Bran as one of their cereals is trash. And I
was
like,
me?
I don't remember who did it. I think it was you. And she said it was terrible.
I don't think I drafted
Terrible
it. I think
pick.
I gave it an honorable mention.
Okay. Maybe. I don't remember. It's been so long. Almost 30 weeks to be exact. Whoa. So set first knockout. I love this. When it's time, but it's not a breakfast food for me. I don't really eat it for breakfast. Maybe sometimes do, but you know what? A donut, just, it's not really breakfast. And
Wow.
I like it, but I don't, it's not going to be a choice of mine. I love donuts, but
so,
I'd rather eat them a different day.
Full disclosure, I've had 7 donuts in the last 2 weeks.
Oink, oink. What's that about?
Lamar's Donuts. I'm obsessed, and I'm in this huge donut kick right now. They're so freaking good, dude. And there's this apple
what kind?
crisp
Just
one. It's a jelly filled,
glaze?
but it's apple filled, and it's got
Okay.
like this like maple fall like glaze and cinnamon and sugar sprinkled on top. And it is, it's first off,
Wow.
it's the best donut I've ever had. Like just like without any of the stuff, like the donut
Pure
itself is
donut.
perfect. So shout out to Lamar's Donuts. You're welcome to sponsor us at any point.
Well, maybe when we visit Denver, get some
it
Lamar's
started out in
Donuts.
KC, so you know they're my peoples.
Oh, that's why you're obsessed. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
They bleed red.
They do.
This is our Chiefs. This is our team.
Nope.
We bleed red. No.
Nope.
Okay. That's a
next
Colts song.
next keep or cut
next keep next keep Also absolutely versatile. Love having it. Most of the time that I have it, it's not by itself. It's either with cheese or in a taco or a burrito or salsa.
Yep.
But it's always got to be eggs. Always got to have eggs.
Always.
Always.
So if
just
you do
love,
if you
love
do
an egg
eggs sunny side up, are you over easy, over medium, over hard? Hard R.
Over medium. Oh, over medium. I want it to cook just a touch. I want it steamed on the top just except so it's a little thin layer. It's not too that like the egg whites when they're too runny. I want it just a thin layer of cooked, and there's a little film over the top of the actual yolk. And then you can open on toast or something. Very delicious.
I'm an over easy kind of guy. I want it runny.
You really want it runny.
I want the yolk runny because I like dipping like my hash browns into the yolk or my toast or whatever
Yeah,
I'm
if I
eating.
have it with other things, then it's always good. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta have a runny yolk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the yolks.
The yolk. Yolk.
It's
Yolk.
very
Yolk.
yeah. Goofy, is that you? All right. Second drop. There's a few here. And this is gonna be weird. It's one of the main other protein options on here, but bacon. I'm gonna drop.
What?
Surprising. Surprising. I know. It's not common. I do like bacon, but I eat bacon a lot. Like tonight we had I made like a Southwest salad and put like bacon bits in it. All bacon for other things. I don't normally have it for like breakfast by itself with the food. Like
Wow.
big strips of bacon. I want it on things or in other foods. So that's
Yeah.
when I eat it. I don't, it's not really the breakfast thing for me.
Okay, here's a follow-up question. Bacon, sausage, like sausage links, or just like strips of bacon. If you're like at like a, maybe not a buffet, you're at like a family dinner or family breakfast, right?
Sausage
Everyone's
links.
cooking, making a bunch of stuff. Are you gonna pick sausage or bacon?
Sausage links, yeah.
Wow.
A good juicy sausage link with the taste. Stop. I will leave the podcast if you don't cut it out. I try and You set me up, I feel like. What was I supposed to do?
You didn't need to say a good juicy sausage link when you eat it.
That's part of the allure of comparing it to bacon. Bacon is crispy and like
I
it's
like my
long
bacon.
and
I like my
crispy.
bacon sizzling. I like it still squealing a little bit, you know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, everyone likes it differently, but sausage, you gotta have it where it's really juicy. Otherwise, dry sausage, bad. No one wants that.
Pause.
I'm never gonna live this down. Okay, so bacon is out. We've got a couple down. Okay, third key is gonna be a staple. I feel like you gotta have it. You gotta go to Denny's, you gotta go to IHOP, you're gonna get some. And that is some good old pancakes slash flapjacks.
Okay.
A really good pancake is top tier anytime. Like, it's not dry. It's really well done. It's hard to beat. Get some
Okay.
butter and
So
some
you've kept
syrup.
pancake, hash browns, and cereal, correct?
No.
Nope.
Pancake, eggs, and cereal.
Pancake, eggs, and cereal. My bad. So you still have waffle, hash brown, and French toast. You're keeping two
All
and
right.
you're cutting, or you're cutting two and you're keeping one.
That's
And
correct.
you have cut
It's a
bacon.
tough look.
You've cut bacon and
Bacon,
donut so
donut.
far.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got two more cuts. Hard cuts for this.
Yeah.
Because these are all in a relatively, they're in the starch family.
Okay.
So, I mean,
You
one of
would
these is
think
the,
that way, you carnivore.
I definitely am. Go on the carnivore diet, see what happens. Okay. Two of these are in the same family, and one of them is kind of the odd one out. So I have to eliminate one of the two that are kind of together here that are similar. You know, waffle and French toast were kind of my tougher ones where I'm like, ugh. Like, which one? I love a Belgian waffle, even just like an Eggo sometimes, but also French toast when you get this, like the powdered sugar.
Well, Lego
And you
my
get a really
Eggo.
good French toast. Lego my Eggo. Well, Lego Batman. This is, this sucks. I don't like this. I don't like these two having to cut one of them. I'm going to say we're going to cut the waffle.
Good.
Cutting waffle.
Good.
French toast, when it's good,
Is
when
great.
it's really, really, really great. Really
Actually, I
great.
was just talking to somebody about this the other
Waffles
day.
can get too soggy too quickly, and I just don't have time to eat it all fast enough.
I actually was just talking to somebody about this the other day because I'm not a pancake or waffle guy. If I have to pick up the three, I'm picking French toast personally. And it's not because it is necessarily the best, but I feel like it's usually better than a pancake and a waffle. Like an average pancake and an
Usually,
average
yeah.
waffle
Yeah.
are very mid, but an
I will tell
average
you
French
that's
toast
true.
is still pretty good. Like, I've
I
had
agree.
waffles that are phenomenal and they're like way better than a pancake or French toast to me, but that's like few and far between to get there. Whereas like the floor of French toast is higher than pancake and waffles to me.
I agree. Agree.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. I like
Which
what you're
leads
saying.
us to our final selection, the hash brown or the French toast.
I'm going to tell you my cut first so that you can see my final key.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got my hash browns and my French toast, right? Really good. Hash browns, love them. When I have Emily makes them where she has a little cube hash brown pieces and she'll fry them in the pan with some oil and just let it crisp up for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're almost like, it's almost like a French fry texture in the little cubes and just like so soft. Though,
Holland cubes, man.
In Holland cube, really good. It's tastes muy rápido, but there's some really
That's
good.
a different episode, but I like where your mind's at.
I know.
Oh, yes, man.
I love a hash brown when it's good, especially like a McDonald's hash brown. Dang. Unfortunately, I just don't think on average it beats a French toast in the morning.
Wow.
Like hash brown, I eat with other things. French toast. I get three of those. I don't care. That's all I'll eat. It's like, it's dessert. And I'll eat it.
Yes.
It's hard to beat a good French toast. So,
like I said, French toast has a high floor, and it's a just you can do it with Texas toast. You can do it with a bunch of different types of bread.
Sourdough, really good.
Rye.
Right, the tortilla. Wait. The French toast is sophisticated, no?
Have you ever done it with cinnamon bread?
Oh, I think I did when I was a kid. My mom would buy that cinnamon bread with the little swirls in it.
Yeah, dude, do that. With
really
your French
unhealthy.
Toast. Don't care.
You dip it in.
You're eating
in
French
an
toast.
Egg.
You're not trying to be healthy here, brother.
You soak it in that egg, French egg milk mixture, and then just, and it's so good.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the cinnamon on top. Oh.
So your final team is.
Final team is keeping. Number one, cereal. Number two as the pancake. Number three is the egg. And number four is ash for the French toast.
Okay. I don't hate your list.
Yeah. It depends on how you grew up. Everyone
we'd be,
grew up with
we'd
different
be different.
staples.
We'd be different, but I don't hate your list. For me, I'm keeping bacon, hash browns, egg, and then it's between, because I'm on a huge donut kick right now, it's between donut and French toast for that final spot.
We're almost opposite. Besides the egg.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to say that I hate these other things.
No, but like your preferences. We've discovered this over a lot of our drafts.
Yeah.
On the direction we go and how we do this. We're such different, like, preferences.
Yeah. I think based on where I'm at right now, I'm going to keep the donut.
Wow.
I'm going to cut
You're
bacon,
on the donut
or
tip.
Cut pancake, waffle, French toast, and cereal for me. See ya.
Wow.
Get the heck out of here.
That's crazy, crazy work.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
Well, thanks
Not
for playing.
Not really. Thanks for playing. Fun little game.
Keep four cut
Man.
Four. We'll see you next
Keep
time.
Four. See you next time. Love it. Well, that brings us to, drum roll please, our amazing segment. This is a new segment that you have never done before, nor have I really ever done it. I've only seen things about it, but I've never done it.
Okay.
And it's really going to be it's really weird, and it makes you second guess a lot of things. So I'm going to share my screen here. And I'm going to open this up.
Oh, dear.
All right. All right. So we have, this is called Siblings or Dating. What a fun game. You have been selected. Siblings or Dating. Your job is to choose. We're going to go through these
right.
12. And I not only want you to tell me what you think siblings are dating, I want you to explain
analyze.
Just like five to 10 seconds of your reasoning of behind why.
Okay.
So I'm interested.
All right. Well,
okay.
For those of you listening in podcasts, go turn to the YouTube for this segment. First one, we have 12, so I'm going to keep it brief.
Brief.
Andy,
doing it.
I'm going to say these are dating because their smiles are different, their noses are different, and they are slightly too close for a dark picture like this.
Okay. So dating is you're saying because of their facial structure are different.
Yeah.
They just look too different. Okay. So let's go with dating, number one. All right, let's scroll down. Hello. Next. Correct. Number one, you're one for one. Number two, siblings or dating?
The hand
Both
on the
wearing
hip.
Hand on the waist.
Yeah.
Okay. To elbow up.
I can't tell by their faces. I'm going to say they are dating because I...
You start to second guess yourself because you're like, is
like,
this
how many
weird?
Of these are going to be dating versus siblings?
Are they just close?
We'll say for the second one, we'll say siblings.
You're going to go, and that's more of a guess based on what you think this game is doing more
Correct.
Than what it's showing. Okay.
Because I hope they are dating. That hand placement
Okay.
is... like her arm on his shoulder and his hand on her waist.
All right. Let's hope my computer doesn't crash. On this site, whatever it is. Let's refresh it because it's not cooperating.
No.
This is you.
All right.
Okay, you said dating for this one. You were correct. Okay, siblings for this one. You are correct on that. 2 for 2. You were going with what it was. All right, question number 3. Got, they're leaning in and sitting at the table. Her arm is kind of through his arm, kind of resting on top of his hands.
Yeah.
She's leaning in a little bit.
They look like they could be siblings facially. Similar-ish skin tones. I'm going to say they're siblings.
You can go with siblings.
Yeah, it's not too, too red.
Correct
flag.
Oh, again. Let's go. Boom. 3 for 3.
Okay.
Look at you on a roll. Okay. Siblings are dating.
I mean, this
what
is
we got?
This is.
She's got a bicep on her. She's got some arms.
He's just as big
as
some,
he is. Are these rugby players?
Smiles are similar. Noses are kind of similar. I feel like it's trying to set me up to say siblings, and it actually is dating, but I'm still going to say siblings because
still going to say siblings.
They're very like buddies there.
Answer incorrect.
I knew
first
it.
One,
I
incorrect.
Knew they were setting
they
me
set
up.
You up.
I knew it.
They set you up.
Oh,
that
gosh.
One. So 3 for 4. All right, laying on a bed or something.
We're doing dating.
Facing the camera.
I'm doing
dating.
Yep.
Gotta go with
Please
it.
Please don't. That's just too. His shirt's off, man.
Incorrect.
Come on.
They are siblings.
Come
with
on,
his
bro.
Shirt off. That is unfortunate. All right. 3 for 5. All right. This is where it gets heated. They're doing almost a kiss, barely touching
their,
the edges of
their
each other's
lips.
Lips
are practically touching.
Yeah, so that begs the question, how far would siblings be willing to go for a picture?
I'm sticking to what I think is correct here, and I'm going with dating.
You're gonna go
this,
dating.
This,
you just feel like it's wrong if it's siblings.
I don't want to vote for it to be siblings.
All right, and you are incorrect.
I knew that's what it was going to be.
They are siblings. 3 for 6. All right.
This
one
looks
where
like a cute sibling
nice.
Pick.
It does, right? Their facial structures look similar.
I'm
right?
not going to overthink it. It's going to try to trick me, but I'm going to say siblings.
Trying to trick you, but it's
siblings. Going to trick me. It's going to be dating.
And you are incorrect. It is dating.
Yep.
This is where it starts to go downhill. 3 for 7. All right. Just a nice one with the sunset in the background. Her hand, you know, little side hug kind of thing.
On a beach.
A little holding on a beach. Right?
Looks
nice.
They don't look like siblings. I'm going to say dating.
Say dating. Survey says correct. Good job. 4.
I'm 50%.
4 for 8 right now. All right, we've got them and the sunlight hitting their faces. They are both doing a smile. What do you think?
Let's go, siblings. It's casual enough.
Anything
Similar
with their
smiles.
Faces?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll go sibs. Correct.
Hey,
Sibs
good.
Again. 5 for 9.
Is real.
All right, swimsuit pick, him behind holding her hand while she's holding the phone in her bathing suit.
I'm choosing siblings. I mean, I'm choosing dating, but this is going to be siblings, and I'm not going to be like.
Why
it.
Wouldn't you just say siblings?
Because
say what you really think it
no,
is.
No, I'm sticking. I think it's actually dating, but I think that the quiz is going to. I'm not doing this like double psychology thing anymore. Like,
right, dating, and you would be. Incorrect. Those are siblings. That is unfortunate. Unfortunate. 5 for 10. You're sticking with your 50%, 50-50 guesses.
The
All right,
thing
11.
is, with all these ones, I'm like, I know that it's the wrong thing, but I'm voting for what it should be.
Yeah. Okay, in a Halloween costume with him with a tie, shirt open, her with a kind of like a
that looks like a
white
dude
shirt button.
On the
Kind of does
right.
look like a dude.
I'm
a
gonna
little
go with
bit.
dating. I don't know.
Dating with the hands holding.
I don't know. It could be siblings. It's not that
And
horrible.
you are correct.
All right, 50%.
6 for 11. Oh no. Oh, that's, I guess that's all it is. It's just 11. Says it all. So you did it.
All right.
Congratulations.
That was gross.
You didn't like having to guess?
No, just some of the
Not a
pictures
fun
were
time.
gross, man.
I
Like when
know they
they're
were really
in
awkward.
bed together when he was like almost like his
And
like fingers were like
shirt
right
off.
underneath her boob. Like,
What are these? Are these Alabama siblings? Where do you think they grew up?
dude, they probably grew up in Spain.
Spain, España.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's get into our draft. I gave Jeff a little bit of warning, heads up as to what this draft was
Plenty.
tonight. Because we're still workshopping ideas for next week's extravaganza. And I was curious as to if this would be good enough for that. We haven't, we're circling. We haven't found our pocket
Circling
for next week yet, but this week's draft is going to be things of seven. So
like
it's
associated/dealing with seven.
Everything, all things seven. So this could be seven things, or it could be just something with the word seven in it. Could be whatever you want. There's interpretation allowed with this one.
Yeah.
And Jeff, since this
I
was
like
my
the
draft
creative.
idea, I will let you go first or second.
I like the creative freedom that I felt with this. There was a lot of avenues.
Yeah, I feel like I found
Electric
myself,
avenues.
I have 14 different options that I came
More
up
than
with.
me. Wow. Double seven? You have 14? Whoa. Taking it real literal.
15, I apologize. I added one
I
last
have.
second.
I only have eight, so.
But I find myself wanting to build a well-rounded team here. You know what I mean? So there are big items that are kind of a little bit more
Oh, wait. I missed
niche
one, two,
things.
three.
Things that are
Five, six,
that
11.
I
Okay.
like better. So I'm just kind of wanting to build myself a well-rounded squad here. Squad of sevens. Seven squad. But you get the choice. Do you want to go first or second?
I'm going second, my friend. Numero dos.
Very good. And with that
I'm
said,
interested to see.
I'm going to take something that reminds me of my daughter, because she taught me this.
Have
I
a
think
guess.
probably I learned when I was a kid, but I'm going to go with the seven colors of the rainbow.
The rainbow. Roy
Yep.
G.
Roy G.
Biv.
Biv.
Roy G.
Red,
Biv.
orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and
Blue and
violet.
violet. Nice. That was beautiful. Be a recording artist.
Thank you.
Very good. I do love, I feel like that one deserved to go in the top five. Oh, well, you went with seven colors. There's a lot of different ways I could go here with my first and second pick. But I'm going to go with my first pick, which is something that it's always a part of our lives. We just don't think about it, me and you specifically.
Okay.
And it's one of our favorite moments. And some of our favorite moments have been born because of this seven.
This was worthy of a top three pick for sure.
Yeah, this was the best of seven series.
Or game seven.
Yeah, I didn't put game seven. If you
Sure.
want to take it later, you can,
Nope.
because
Nope.
those are
I, you,
separate.
nope. You get it. It's a best of seven,
Okay.
game seven. You get it.
Yeah, best of seven. So any best of seven series in sports, because it's always playoffs. Always something on the line. Some of the greatest moments we can think of were in a best of seven series, game seven. whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's even hockey, there's a lot. Best of seven. So
that was absolutely going to be my next pick. But like I said, I had to stick true to my daughter. I had to represent, you know what I mean?
And honestly, I wasn't maybe going to pick that, but I didn't think about it for a while until like later in the day. I was like, oh my gosh, how did I not think of this?
Also,
sooner?
You knew that wouldn't come back around to you in the next round.
No, was not going to make it. Wasn't going to make it. For the first two, which is why I gave it up, because I was like, you know what? If he does, I have a couple that I can snag.
Sure.
Second one also absolutely deserves to go early on. And that is 7 days in a week, baby.
7 days in a week.
Seven days in a week. You gotta love the 7 days of the week.
Another thing that children learn via song. There's Sunday and there's Monday. There's Tuesday and there's Wednesday. There's Thursday and there's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Saturday. Days of the week.
Oh, it's an Addams Family spoof.
Yeah.
Never actually knew that one.
I mean, there's a few different child or children's songs for it.
Mm-hmm. Like Ring Around the Rosie.
With ABCs or with the 7 days a week?
No. But do you think you could make it work?
It could. I'm not going to try though.
Monday. Na, na. Immediately no.
Yeah, who are you, Blippi?
Whoa, don't shame the name of Blippi.
Dude, hate Blippi.
Yeah, you like Miss Rachel?
No. Hate. Hate.
Hate her?
Hate, double
hate. Hate. Hate her so much. Hate, hate, hate.
No.
It's just the Grinch just hating everything that for children. Much too good for children.
Much too good for children. Okay, I'm going to go with, again, too. I've got kind of a little bit of a concept here with the colors, the Roygbiv. I'm going to go with another big picture item here, and I'm going to go with the Seven Wonders of the World.
All right.
Not a spoiler.
Yeah.
That was what
Amazing.
I suggested as potentially one of the first picks, but I'm going to go with the Seven Wonders of the World.
What's nice is you get the original Seven Wonders and the modern Seven Wonders, and that is, when I learned about the original ones, the only one that's still standing from the original is what? What's the only?
Stonehenge?
No.
Great
The
Wall?
Only original? No.
Machu Picchu?
No.
I don't know.
The pyramids.
Oh.
Those are the pyramids of Giza are the only ones that are still from the original seven from back
well,
then.
Well, then I don't know what the original ones, but
really? Like the gardens, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the
Temple of Artemis,
Statue of Theseus,
Statue of Zeus.
Zeus, yeah.
Lighthouse of Alexandria. Wow.
Yeah, that one,
really?
Earthquake.
I mean, Rome was just so full of itself. You know what I mean?
They were like, look at us. We got it all. They still kind of are. They still kind of are like that. Worship me.
Worship me.
Is that Batman?
No, yeah, he says, Bale?
Pray to me. Pray to me. And then drops him.
Okay, so Seven Wonders of the World. I think that's a great second pick in my team. And I'm gonna go with one that I want to check off my bucket list one day, and that is the seven continents. I want to visit all seven continents
Oh,
one
I
day.
didn't even put that on here. Yeah, seven continents.
Yeah. So I'm going big here, and then I'll go a little bit more
Big
niche for my
picture.
final picks.
Big picture. Oh, that's fantastic. Seven wonders of the world. So you got seven colors, seven
wonders and
seven of the
continents.
wonders of the world, and then the continents. You've got all sorts of world things.
Now, I would trade you. Do you want to trade wonders of the world for best of seven / game seven?
No, it's okay. I like that pick.
I know I do
pick.
Too. That's all.
Darn it! I did consider it for a second. I want to be nice, but I don't want to.
No, it's all good.
I don't want to sell myself short. It's just too good of a pick.
Yeah, well, you are taller than me, so.
Only a little bit. All right, this is a fun one. We always know this one for my third pick, and this you learn about from songs and from one of our favorite shows, Pirates of the Caribbean, and that is the Seven Seas.
Seven Seas.
The
That would
Seven
have been,
Seas.
I was between continents and Seven Seas, so great pick.
Another big picture pick for you.
Yeah. Well,
Seven Seas.
Welcome to the big boy world there.
Welcome to the Big Easy.
Yeah. Ale breezy.
Bring that dice over there while you're doing that thing, homie.
All right.
Okay. With my fourth, this one, I am going to take claim for it because it worked so unbelievably well. And that is the movie Seven.
Nice.
Which has to do with the seven deadly sins.
Very good. That is a combo pick which, right there. That's
it's
a twofer.
It's a combo pick.
That's a
it's
twofer.
A twofer. Yeah. Can't I had to do it because that is fantastic. Love that movie. One of the great twist endings of David Fincher's career.
Have you
And
seen it?
Seven Deadly Sins. Yes, a few times. Unbelievably good. A little Morgan Freeman, a little Brad Pitt. Fantastic.
So I've not actually seen it.
Wow.
But I've watched movie reviews on it because I was very curious by it.
I'm sad that you spoiled the ending for yourself, man, over that, because that is one of the great
Someone
things.
spoiled it for me, so I was like, wait, what? So I went and looked.
It's so
What's in the
good.
box?
What's in the box? I actually did want you, while I'm on the subject, I need you to write down if you any certain movies that you've like everyone's always talked about, you're like, I've never seen it, because there are a couple movies that I want to watch here with you for the first time that you've never seen for the first time. I
Okay.
was going to do it if you didn't have Return of the King, if you hadn't gotten to it yet, we were going to watch it here.
Yeah,
Emily
but in
even was like, we're
notes
getting
for the
popcorn.
lefties out there, I watched Lord of the Rings this last week for the first time in my life. Pretty good.
The whole trilogy. That's
The
not just
trilogy.
the first movie. The entire trilogy.
Not the
Not the
Hobbit.
Extended.
Or the new. Actually, we watched when Sauron dies.
When he falls.
Sorry, Saruman dies.
Saruman.
I'm figuring out names and everything, because he Pippin picks up the no Mary picks up the
Mary picks it up.
Picks up
No, Pippin.
The eye. Is it Pippin?
Yeah, it's Pippin.
I just call him
Come
Mary
on.
and Pippin.
Come on.
He picks up the eye, and we're like, wait, how did that happen? And Jared goes, oh, actually, wait. We're going to pause and watch the extended
Extended
cut little
scene.
scene here
Yep.
where he does die. So,
Yeah. No,
spoiler
I
for those
love
who haven't
that.
seen it.
I love that scene. I'm just, that's, it's much better when he falls and,
It's
it's
not bad.
protruded. His kappa was detated.
His kappa was detated. Okay, so now it's my turn with my final two picks.
Final two.
This is actually quite difficult. I know where I'm going to go with one, but I don't know where I'm going to go with the other. So I'll knock out the first one. And that's, I'm going with the combo touchdown and point after attempt.
Wow, good. I did not think of that either. The 6 point plus the one as a touchdown, and that, you know, Patrick Mahomes has gotten a lot of those. A lot of touchdowns gotten you your
Not this year.
Championships.
But
more
they're
picks.
undefeated.
But they're undefeated. Somehow he's worse this year than I think I've ever seen him, and he's still undefeated, which is great.
Yeah, I feel like he's actually playing incredible. All of his interceptions have been kind of weird breaks, except for like two of them have
Not
been
all of
bad
them.
passes, but a lot of them have
Yeah.
been tipped at the line or miscommunication type stuff. I honestly feel like he's not playing that bad.
It's not playing that great to warrant an undefeated record, but they're pulling every win out
Well,
somehow.
the defense is phenomenal.
There, yes. Mr. Chris Jones.
And we got D-Hop in the
And
building.
you got, yeah, man,
Nuke.
They got him for nothing.
Got him for a
basically
fourth
nothing.
round pick that could turn into a, no, a fifth round pick that could turn into a fourth.
That still doesn't feel like much for DeAndre Hopkins, like,
And then we also
leadership.
just got Joshua Uche, edge rusher
Ben
from New
Oudre.
England.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a bunch of good honorable mentions here.
Like, you're trying to pick for your fifth pick.
And I'm between two in this final one. One of them I don't have a ton of tie to. And so I'm not going to go with that one. And I'm going to stick to my familial roots here. And I'm going to go with the seven musical notes. The do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Some Sound of Music. That's what taught me what those were.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
And then back to do. It's funny because it's technically six different names, but seven different notes. The seventh is the exact.
No, it's eight. Eight's an octave. Eight octave.
That's it.
So it's seven notes. Eighth is the octave. That's what they call them, octaves, because octagon, eight, oct. We're doing sevens, Jeff, not octagons here.
Doct.
We'll do eights in a different draft, but tonight we're doing sevens. So I'm gonna take the musical scale of do re mi fa sol la ti do. Shout out to the Sound of Music.
All right. Nice job.
And for your fifth and final pick.
Fifth and final pick. Man, I've got quite the list. So many to choose from. I've got a couple movies on here. I'm gonna go with what I think it deserves to go in a top five, and this is to honor Steele a little bit.
That's where I was going to go.
Steele appreciates this. And the fact that you already know that quickly, me mentioning Steele, you already know where I'm going.
Well, I think I know where you're going.
I think you do too. Arguably one of the top 2 to 3 players of all time in all soccer.
Not where I was going, but he's on my list.
Oh, okay. And that is Cristiano Ronaldo, number seven. And gotta represent. He's one of the most recognizable number sevens. His jersey is worn by more children in Europe than shoes, like anything really.
Probably accurate. I thought you were gonna go with the seven medals of antiquity.
Nope, didn't actually. Didn't have that on here.
Steel medal.
Oh,
that's where I thought you were going, and that's what I was thinking of for my last pick. Which is
Keenan
in the seven, Jeff.
I really can't, but like gold.
Gold.
Silver.
Silver.
Copper.
Copper.
Steel.
Nope.
Copper. Brass.
Nope.
Wow, really? Is brass a mix of something?
Think elements.
Of antiquity.
Steel and brass aren't elements.
Yeah, they're
gold, silver, copper. Think what's a planet?
Oh, Jupiter.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Mercury.
Mercury.
It's just because we always see the Mercury in liquid form, so that's why it's so weird.
Yeah, well, happiness in liquid form.
Happiness. Oh, okay. Well, liquid IV.
Nice.
Man, I don't know these other ones.
Carbon? One of them is a golf movie with a cup.
Oh, tin?
Tin.
Oh, I didn't know tin was on there.
Yeah, no. Right. And then the other two, one's atomic symbol is Fe.
Oh, I do know that. Wait, is that titanium?
Nope.
No. Fe is, it starts with another letter. It's not even, it's not F or E. It's, what is it?
Superhero.
Oh, it's superhero? A superhero?
Yep. Blank man.
Oh. Oh,
made out of metal.
Wait. Blank man.
Atomic.
Iron. That's
right. Iron.
Like, wait a minute. Iron.
And the final one is lead. PB, okay. I believe.
Pam Beasley and Jim.
PB.
Put it on an APB.
Is, in fact, lead, dude. And gold is AU and silver is AG.
AGG. JG Wentworth. 877 cash now.
Any honorable mentions for you, Jeff, that were not drafted today?
I did have the Seven Dwarves.
Oh, I didn't have them.
Yeah.
That's a great pick.
So Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you know, just good old sevens. Glad to have those guys on there. The only other one I had on here that I didn't draft, which you don't know what this one is, but it is one of the most influential movies, was The Seven Samurai. And that one is, it's a Japanese movie that's really good.
We could have taken Harry Potter.
And yeah, the Horcruxes I didn't put on my list. I was like,
no, I was just thinking
they
seven
don't warrant
books.
it for me.
Seven
Oh,
books.
I mean,
Harry
seven
Potter.
books, seven Horcruxes, wizarding number is seven. It's a big, famous number.
Was Harry
The
number
wizarding
seven
world.
on his Quidditch team?
There are seven people in Quidditch, so yes.
I think he was number seven, though.
And he's the seeker, so he's the seventh player on the Quidditch team. Yeah, seven in the Harry Potter books
Dude,
is
nailed
a
it.
big
He is
time.
number seven.
Wow, I should have taken him over Cristiano, man.
Yeah, seriously. What has Cristiano
AR7,
done? Has he
more like
saved the world?
HP7. Also, fun fact, did you know that his Harry Potter's his scar on
Gauntlet?
his forehead is not a lightning bolt. It is the motion of Avada Kedavra with your wand. So that's what you do when you cast it, is that thing. It's pretty crazy. Always thought it was lightning
Incredible.
bolt.
Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.
on my honorable mentions, I had Michael Vick and Brandon Roy.
You did not have Michael Vick on there. Get out.
I swear to you.
Oh,
I
B.
swear
Roy,
to you, I
though.
did.
That's a good one. Oh my
Michael
gosh,
Vick
you
and
did.
B. Roy.
Oh, that's sad.
then I also had Seven Medals. I didn't have the Dwarves. That's a good one. And then I had the Seven Virtues.
Seven Virtues, or
But I feel
there's
like I only saw that because I looked up like Christian 7s.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Well, like 70 times seven.
Yeah. I mean, that's the,
Forgive me seven
that's,
times
I will
seven.
only forgive you 490 times. That's it.
Yeah. Besides that, 490, you're gone.
Dead to me.
Bye bye. Dead to.
And I think I'm legally allowed to, like, you can't use the law against me in anything I do after 491. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the law
After that,
justifies me in that.
The ends justify the mean.
I mean, I was only allowed to take 490 steps on Sunday, so. Remember how that was like actually a thing?
That was what we talked about. I was like, you need a rest.
No, but that's like
That was.
actually a thing in like
Well, the
ancient.
old worlds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Testament was certain steps,
On Sunday, you could only take
certain
490
things.
steps.
Very interesting
Yeah.
old school stuff.
Lots of sevens.
Speaking of Old Testament, our boy Jake Retzlaff for BYU, BYU Jew, as they call him, 8-0, number 9 in the AP poll, had a chance to make the first expanded college football playoff. Very
Whoa.
exciting to be watching for. They are
And
on
watch
a
them
mission.
fail the first opportunity possible.
They have four more games left, 8-0. They have to play Utah. This is the only game I'm scared of, even though Utah sucks.
Dude,
The
Utah,
only game.
doesn't matter if BYU sucks or if Utah sucks. That game will
It's
always
a
be a
toss
bloodbath.
up. It's a toss up. You never know.
Yeah.
So I'm
I mean,
excited.
that's
So
what
watch out
BYU
for that.
players, that's why they wear blue instead of red, because they want to be shown if the other team's bleeding, not if they're bleeding,
Yes.
kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
They wipe
Yeah,
their
that's
blood
it.
off on their teammates or on the opponents.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah, they've been known to be kind of dirty. So dirty players.
Dirty boys.
BYU players.
BYU players actually are pretty dirty.
Yeah, it's known. It's a
But
known
so are
thing.
Utah players.
Against each other, very much so.
I can't stand University of Utah fans.
Yeah,
I'm not
they're
even a
the
BYU
one.
fan. I don't care about BYU at all. But I've no allegiances or loyalties there. I didn't go there. My allegiances are to the Chiefs and to the flag of the United States of America.
And my allegiance is to the Republic, Anakin. Not the Senate.
Well, let us know any movies that we need to watch while we're together that maybe I haven't seen that are underrated or low-key great. And let us know whose team you liked better in our sevens draft. Next week, should be an exciting draft. I am literally antsy about it. So this is going to be a blast.
It's going to be a brain blast. For
Absolutely. And a Baja blast.
Wow, that was real. I don't. Is there another blast? There's another.
Sonic blast.
Sonic blast. Oh, that's good.
And then the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, and then the hedgehog that Henry likes.
I legitimately forgot about that. Used to, yeah. You would carry that thing to bed every single night.
Yeah, it was his favorite.
I think I actually
toy,
still
hedgehog.
Have videos on my phone of me saying, like, getting, closing down the house, turning off the lights, locking the door, taking him out or whatever. And then me filming my little dog, Henry, and saying, all right, Henry, let's go to bed. And then he runs and goes and finds his hedgehog and then carries it into his bed.
Really I miss good old Hen Ben. He was fun. Like,
me
he
too.
Could play for so long playing fetch. I was like, dude, you got to sit down. And he'd be like, no. So
his stamina is impressive.
Pause.
Yeah. Well, do something nice for someone. Share with your grandma. Share with your local Harry Potter friends, if you have any. And Jeff, what is the final word?
Final word is, if you have made it this far in our podcasting journey, and if you have made it this far in the podcast today,
yes,
comment below on our YouTube video. If you comment below, you'll be entered to win a Venmo from me personally. And so please do it for our next podcast, because there is something in store. If you do comment, you will be entered to win.
Lefty's out.